This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Joined now by Mike Dettelier, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, Tommy.
I was listening yesterday to you and the interview that you had with the guy that wrote the book about John Glenn and Ted Williams and their friendship. And I found it. Look, y'all can go to the Odyssey app, I think, wherever you go, and download the podcast of it. But I thought it was a pretty fascinating interview with that guy about the friendship between. Go ahead.
Adam Lazarus is his name, and the book is The Wingman. And to think about, both of them served in World War II, both Glenn and Ted Williams, and then they end up in Korea together. And Ted Williams was John Glenn's wingman. And so, Ted Williams looked at as the greatest hitter to ever pick up a bat. I mean, and to think about, 5 years of his life, and it still adds to, I think, his aura as an individual that in the prime of his years, he was serving his country. Tell me, how many people would do that? And I know for Ted, he never really squawked about it. It was just part of his deal. He hit over 520 home runs. And then John Glenn. And Adam tells the story that toward the end with the Red Sox, that Williams would talk to the teammates about, my buddy Glenn, he's going to be something one day. He got the right stuff. Okay, and you think about the movie.
He said that before the movie came out.
He said it before the movie. And so the Mercury astronaut program starts up, and on the cover of Life magazine is John Glenn. Most of his teammates thought Glenn was the first name, not the last name. And Ted didn't get along with a lot of people, so to speak.
How did they wind up together in Korea and World War II?
Well, they were not together in World War II.
Oh, they were not. Okay.
They were not together in World War II, but they were together in Korea.
And a wingman, for people that don't realize, is a pilot as well that fly, because now I think wingman means when you go out to a bar, but
right.
Wingman, it flies along. So Ted Williams was a pilot as well, and I would think with his vision, he would have made an excellent pilot.
Oh, I would think he would have, and so he was so proud of Glenn. And you talk about two totally different opposite people in this world. Ted was a little bit of a loner, a guy that snapped at a lot of different people. Buddy DiLiberto told me his story about Ted Williams trying to interview him for Stars and Stripes. And Williams had just got back from a mission, and I couldn't use some of the words that Williams told him, but he said, I'm not doing the interview.
With Buddy.
With Buddy. He said, I don't care who you're with. And so Buddy said he had to pass me to go to the bathroom. So he passed back, and he said, hey, kid, where are you from? And he said, I'm from New Orleans. He said, you know Mel Parnell? I said, yeah. So he said, that broke the ice. They started talking, and he said he gave me the interview. And at the end, John Wayne, biggest movie star in the world at this time, it was doing a movie sort of loosely based off of Williams' life. And if you listen to Ted Williams, the voice inflections between him and Wayne are pretty close. And so he tells him, you know, how do you feel about John Wayne doing a movie about you? And Buddy told me it was the last comments he made to him. He said, man, you know, he had a little shot of whiskey. He slammed it down and he said, well, why don't you go to Hollywood and talk to that actor that's trying to play me?
The best story was Ted Williams running from a burning plane and a general stops him. Tell that story.
Yeah, the general stops him and says,
wait, that the plane is burning, right?
Yeah, it had been shot and it had been shot in the fuel section. And so Ted jumps out and he's running, you know, away from the plane, which is now ablaze. And the general asks him for an autograph.
So Ted, while he's running away from a burning plane after having just almost lost his life, being shot down. I have an autograph from a general? Did he give it or not? Do you know?
Adam said he gave it. Now, he said, you know how Ted was, you know, he wasn't necessarily the nicest guy in the world. And Tommy, you and I grew up, Ted Williams was the spokes guy for Sears.
Absolutely.
That's
where I learned what the term angler meant, looking at the Sears catalog, right?
Yeah, and he was...
I had a Ted Williams baseball glove.
He was as good a fisherman as he was a hitter. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how he was. And he didn't like to fish with a regular rod and reel at all.
What do you...
He said there's no challenge to that.
What do you do?
Fly fishing.
Oh, fly fishing. I got you.
Yeah, I mean, that was Ted challenging himself at every angle to do something different than the next guy.
All right, let me take a break. The interview was fantastic, Mike, and that's why I just wanted to go into a little bit of it to entice people to go back and listen to the podcast, because it really was something to listen to. The book was, I think, The Wingmen, The Unlikely.
The Wingmen, yeah.
Unusual, unbreakable friendship between John Glenn and Ted Williams. One thing I will say that I disagreed with your guest, he said if there was going to be a non-presidential Mount Rushmore, that John Glenn should go on it. And I would make the case, no disrespect, but that Ted Williams should go on the non-presidential Mount Rushmore before John Glenn, just because of what he meant to the country and so forth, and serving the country. That's all I'm saying. We'll take a break. We come back more about the Saints. Well, we'll talk about the Saints and Jaguars with Mike Dettelier. Right now, traffic, WWL. All right, Tommy Tucker, quickly back to Mike Dettelier, talking about the Saints taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars in the Dome on Sunday. Everybody wants to know if we're going to see another 70-yard field goal. If he can make it outside in Jacksonville, who knows? But it would have to be the right circumstance, I guess, right?
Yeah, it would have to be the right circumstance. I watched Cam Little when he was at Arkansas. Man, he had a leg on him, but he wasn't given that opportunity. Cam actually had said that he had hit a 73-yarder in practice.
Hmm.
So, Tommy, it's the biggest change I've seen in pro football over the last 5 years.
Yeah.
When you think about from 1960 to 2018, that's a huge sample size. There were only 20 field goals of 60 yards or more made in the NFL. Last year, there were 20.
Mm.
The same number in 1 year and 58 years.
That's
unbelievable.
Let's talk about quarterback on Sunday, quarterback play. Who's likely to get the start? Will we see Rattler starting or Shuck?
Always thought game two you would kind of switch it around and that Shuck would get the nod for game two with Rattler starting the first game. But both of them are getting at their opportunities at this stage. And I think if the season were to start today, they'd probably start with Rattler, as we talked about last week. But, man, you can see Shuck has closed the gap between the both of them. And it's really tight right now. And eventually, you know, they're going to give the baton to Shuck, and you'll find out what you got. Again, if you can't run the ball, you got issues. And this football team, it didn't matter if it's been in practice yesterday against the Rams in the preseason game. They've been shut down running the ball.
Mike, one thing we talked about last week was the, you know, when it comes to picking how many games the team's going to win or lose is the injury bug. And when we talked last week, it seemed as though everything was pretty good. Then all of a sudden, it's crazy injuries. What happened?
Well, it happens, and look where it happened, too. Offensive line.
I thought of you when it happened.
So many people, you know, they'll write or they'll send a text or I get something said to me about, man, I wish you weren't right about this. Mm-hmm. But Nick Saldaveri, who you traded up in round four a couple years ago, offensive guard, lost for the year on injured reserve. Will Clapp, first play of the preseason, gets hurt, mm-hmm. lost for the year. And now Trevor pinning down with a turf toe. And that's 4 to 7 weeks.
I didn't realize Clapp was gone for the year. He is?
Yep, Will Clapp's gone for the year. He's on IR, and so you lost for the year.
Mm.
So two guys you were counting on won't come back. And with pinning with a turf toe, that's 4 to 7 weeks you out. So you will start the season with someone new at left guard.
You know, we were talking to a doctor about this yesterday. If there was ever an injury that was given a minor name or, I hate to say whimsical name, but seeming as though it was minor when, in fact, it's not, it's turf toe.
Yeah, you know, the crazy thing is, and I got to talk to him years ago, is Ken Burrow, who was a first-round pick of the mm-hmm. Saints in 1970.
Sure.
They traded him to Houston, and I had asked him, you know, kind of what the deal, and he said, well, they didn't think I was tough. Because I had a turf toe injury, and I just played like a handful of games in the first year, but the coach didn't think I was a tough guy. He said they didn't know anything about turf toe. You know, mm-hmm. you know, yeah, you just got a toe injury. And, you know, Ken Burrow was pretty doggone good with the Houston Oilers, all I know.
You know,
but
that,
yeah, you're
that
right.
brings up a different conversation, which is, has sports medicine advanced to now they know what these injuries are, or are the players, do they have more bargaining power where they don't have to play when they're hurt like they used to? We're going to have that conversation one day.
Yeah, I think about Julian Blackman, who they signed from the Colts mm-hmm. at safety. He played the entire season. He tore his labrum in week one,
mm.
played 16 games. Tell me, you watch him play, he couldn't tackle.
Mm-hmm.
He would just sort of hold up guys and hope he would get
Wait
some
for
help.
Yeah.
And he stayed unsigned until Tyrann Mathieu retired.
It seems like either more players are getting injured or less players are getting hurt. One of the two, or maybe somewhere in between. I don't know. Mike, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday, I think. We'll take a break, come back, talk about the latest scams out there that you're getting texted about right now. Time for WWL First News. With that, we go to Dave Cohen. Get back, Loretta, 8:45, quarter till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Ralph Brennan's going to spend an hour with us. Ian McNulty is normally with us on Friday. A little table talk, but he's out today. He was with us yesterday. If you missed it, you can always go to download the podcast or wherever you get your podcast and hear it. But Ralph Brennan's going to spend an hour. It's going to be interesting to talk to him about the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation Trusted Dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Running restaurant group and coming back after Katrina and what it's like to run, I think it's 6 different restaurants, which can't be easy. Right now it's Alex Hammerstone that joins us, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec. How you doing, Alex?
Doing great up here in Cleveland. How you been?
I'm okay. I think last time we were talking, I got a text about a wonderful job opportunity that was awaiting me.
So those are incredibly common. As we always kind of discuss, you know, a lot of these scams are pretty similar kind of in their function, but they use a different pretext or kind of a different way to get you to click or fall for the scam. And, you know, these days, I think a lot of people are looking for jobs, and scammers know that. So they'll take advantage of that to try to trick you into stealing your information or stealing your money. And there are a number of ways that they work, right? So kind of out of the blue, you'll get a message saying that your resume has been found by an employer, a recruiter, and they're interested in you. And from there, they'll try to get information from you. They may just try to get you to apply. And if you think about job applications, there's a lot of information there that you'll use to steal someone's identity. Or there are other types of scams too, where they may pretend to hire you and then send you a large check to buy office equipment and ask you to send the overage back. And then, of course, later you find out that was a bad check. So it really is becoming more insidious, but just another way that scammers are after your wallet.
I get a text every day, it seems like, from one political group or the other about they're doing this, this one's doing that, that one's doing that. I always delete and report as junk. But I don't know if that's just political motivation or is that part of a scam or what. I think they have a link that I'm supposed to click on. I never do. Tell me, is that part of a scam or is that just political stuff?
The answer is yes and no, right?
Okay.
So, some of them are legitimate. I live in a state that tends to have pretty contentious elections.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get tons of unsolicited text messages from candidates or lobbying groups or PACs or so on. And those are, legal. Although scammers will send the same kind of message, right? So they'll kind of disguise their messages to look like the legitimate ones. Which is really what scammers do, right? The scams only work because there are legitimate messages of the same type that they can kind of use to cloak their activity.
Now, I got this one that really is very important. State Louisiana Department of Vehicles, DMV, final notice enforcement penalties begin on August 12th. I have an outstanding traffic ticket, blah, 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 blah. Is that true? Is that true?
It very well may be, but it's unlikely. I will say I have a close, I'll just call him a friend. It is me that's got a letter about a traffic enforcement ticket. And if it's legitimate, right, they keep sending these messages, but it's really tough for anyone to tell if it's a legitimate mail or email or what have you. Now, I will say that, most states, most municipalities are not going to send a notification about a ticket by text. It's going to come in the mail.
I did have a traffic ticket that was pending, and I also received a letter from an attorney offering to get me out of it for a fee, et cetera, and I called the number, and he appeared to be legitimate, but that made me think that that's public information, so if he could get it, then I would think whoever was trying to scam me over the phone could get it, because what this scammer was saying on the phone did not match up with what the ticket said.
Absolutely true. And anyone who's ever been in an accident, mm-hmm. Knows that those records are public information because you get an absolute barrage of, letters in the mail from attorneys that are looking to represent you.
Mm-hmm.
And so anything that is public information, when you think about it, the more accurate a scam is, the more likely someone's going to fall for it. Scammers usually just use kind of the law of averages, right? So they'll send out 10,000 text messages, about an accident. And some percent of people that receive it will have been in an accident. But if they can get the list of people, who've been in an accident, then it's much easier for them to trick all these people, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if a scammer has legitimate data about you it makes the whole scam feel much more realistic, and people are much more likely to fall for it.
Because you're thinking, well, wait a minute, I do have a ticket, and it is due. However, now as I scroll down, the text from a different number says that final enforcement is going to begin on July 30th. The later text said August the 12th. So, again, the message changes, I guess, right?
It does. You know, another thing, at least around here lately, we've seen people receiving messages about jury duty. So somebody's called for jury duty, you know, has a legitimate reason not to be able to do it. And then a few months later, they'll get a message saying that, you know, there's a warrant out for their arrest because they missed jury duty, and they can kind of pay the fine online. So in those cases, again, the notification is just not going to come by text. That's not how it works. So if you get something suspicious like that, if it comes from the state or the county or the parish or what have you, just call their local office, right? I mean, they'll help you out. So, you know, call them and ask them. And they'll oftentimes kind of let you know that it is a scam and not to engage with the scammer.
I am so glad you said that, because I have a jury duty notice to appear on Monday, but I can call this afternoon to see if I'm needed or not, and I would have forgotten about that had you not mentioned that. So thank you, Alex.
Absolutely. Hopefully it's a good one. Hopefully it's something you can write a book about, right?
Well, you might. Well, hopefully it's not even. Hopefully I'm not needed. That would be ideal for me, because I've been called a couple of times. That's what you get for voting. Taking a break, picking it up. We come back. Alex Hammerstone, our guest, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec, about these fake texts. If you have any questions or comments, text them 504-260-1870. To me, you will not get a text back trying to scam you, but I will pass it along to Alex. We always like to hear about the latest ones that are going around, and sometimes we can't cover them all. 852, 8 till 9, traffic, WWL. It is 8:57 a half. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Alex Hammerstone, advisory. You've been on enough, you'd think I'd know. Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec. Somebody texted in and said, I keep getting texts wanting to know what I would spend the money on if some money was deposited in my account. A few days ago, I was offered $2.5 million to be deposited in my PayPal account. I didn't respond. Well, that's pretty smart of the texter. I think as soon as anybody offers you $2.5 million for nothing, it's best that the radar goes off, right?
Absolutely. I mean, that's just not right. I mean, if it seems too good to be true, it's going to be too good to be true. You know, if you really do have an inheritance, which is unlikely, right, we didn't know about, it's going to come in the form of a letter from an attorney, right? It's not going to be a random text message. It's not going to be deposited in your PayPal and so on and so forth.
And I've seen enough movies to know a guy's not going to show up saying, hey, do you know where Tim is? I'm looking for Tim. He's got an inheritance waiting for him. I know that's not going to happen either, right?
It would be nice. It would certainly be nice.
Normally, they're looking for you for some reason, and it's not that. Give me some final words for people when it relates to these texts, because the one I got about the job is, you know, we reviewed your credentials, and if I had not been in a job where, you know, I want to be for the rest of my life, I probably might have responded to it. But it's about, we checked your credentials, et cetera, et cetera. Tell me.
I think it's unfortunate that, you know, a really valuable means of communication, which is the telephone and text messaging, have really been ruined really for everybody because we get so many scams. And the thing is, really, it's you've got to just ignore it. It's unfortunate, but if you get an unexpected message, especially if it seems too good to be true, we got to just delete it and ignore it.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate your time. Have a good day, as always. 8:59, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll spend an hour with Ralph Brennan, who owns, I think, 6 restaurants in the city with the Brennan Ralph Brennan Restaurant Group. And we'll talk about running the restaurants, all of that's involved in that, and also coming back after Katrina and more. Should be pretty interesting. Ian McNulty's not here. He couldn't be here, but he will be back next Friday. He was with us yesterday. Back in a flash with Ralph Brennan on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.